Loyalist Township Emergency Services Department asked that council adopt a new community safety and well-being plan for the next 3 years. Loyalist Township Council voted in favor of adopting the new plan at the May 23rd council meeting. Loyalist Township and the town of Greater Napanee entered into a partnership to create a new community safety and well-being plan for both municipalities in May of 2022. Avail Consulting and Catherine Manners Consulting were hired to guide both municipalities in the development and creation of the plan. Township Representative Deputy Fire Chief James Feeney was present as council passed the motion. Mayor Hagedorn had some words of support.
I think it's a very good plan. As with every plan, time will tell what fine tuning is required, but I think it's a good one to get us going. And it was well, as I mentioned previously, I think the information was compiled from what I was getting, I think it was compiled accurately and gives a good solid plan for the communities.
Councillor Proderick noted why he liked the plan as well.
It deals with what I would say are a lot of perceptions out there that maybe aren't true in terms of, you know, you hear about crime and different things, and it's just a way to maybe inform the public more about what needs to be done and what is being done in Loyalist.
Council was very much behind the plan, as a handful of members made statements. Councillor Ennis offered his words of support.
Working on the primary care health connection side of things and the mental health side of things, working with the Fraud and Clinics and Identity Health team. So glad to see that in there and included in the plan as well.
Highland Waters Métis Council accepted an invitation from the Emergency Services Department at Loyalist Township and took an active role in helping form strategies. Community engagement was also welcome during the process. Comments and concerns from the public were taken into consideration during the development of the plan. Mayor Hagedorn went on to thank a list of those who participated.
I just wanted to publicly acknowledge the committee members, Jay Hawley and Maria Papinoli, and council and the township representative, Deputy Fire Chief James Feeney, who was heavily involved and showed great leadership through the process as well. And so I think the township was very well represented and received great information.
The five areas of risk included in the community safety and well-being plan are personal and property safety, physical environment, access to supports and services, poor community connectedness and social isolation, as well as poor mental health and addiction. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.